Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are talking business in Tuolumne County on this weekend show, joined by Cole Prisabella, who is Tuolumne County's Director of Innovation and Business Assistance. Cole, during this last segment, I'll go back to the topic of business retention, because as you mentioned, around March, that was a big pushback to retention from attraction. You know, looking ahead, what are kind of the retention efforts that you're planning?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. I think that's really key to share that going forward, there really are going to be some retention efforts that we need to continue. And some of that revolves around continually to find more contacts for Tuolumne County businesses. So if you are a business owner in Tuolumne County, I know this is just adding another layer of something for you to do, but please, if you've never reached out to me, send me an email so that way I have a contact for your business. So if I come across a grant or a program or another financial resource that's tailored to your industry, I can find a way to directly connect with you. Because until we have a business license, or if we ever adopt a business license in Tuolumne County, I don't have direct contact data for every business in Tuolumne County. So I think that's a real big push that I want to have, is make sure that I encourage business owners to reach out so I have your contact. I'm going to look into integrating the business shifts from the coronavirus into a strategy of how we're going to help businesses that are already in the county make some innovations and adoptions and adaption strategies. So it's very similar to restaurants making some outdoor changes and being able to make those outdoor changes. What about personal services? If we have, if we go onto that monitoring list, what does that mean for a barber that can't have an indoor shop anymore? Maybe let's try to find ways that we can shift outdoors. I think that's absolutely crazy that we have to even consider it, but what are some of those business shifts that we really have to discuss and talk about? And so one of the ways I'll remind everyone and say it again is Tuolumne Talks Business. It's a webinar every Thursday at 9 a.m. We'll have those discussions. Finally, the last thing that I want to make sure that industry, businesses, and partners know are some of the different incentives and programs that we have available. So I've been working with quite a few businesses on a PG&E economic development rate. It's essentially a 12% rebate for 5 years per month, and it's key to industry. So it's like manufacturing, food processing. But then we have different programs that I found for energy retrofits for a lot of different types of businesses. So reach out to me, say, hey, is there a grant or incentive program for A, my type of business, and B, type of industry? And then let's have that conversation, because I think that's a real, there's a lot of federal dollars available that businesses can apply for, and we can find out how to get it for you.
How about the issue of attracting businesses to this area? What's kind of the attraction strategy coming down the road?
Yeah, so we're going to stick with the three core industries. I really believe those are our low-hanging fruit based on our community, based on the fact of attraction. And so again, that is hospitality, senior care, and natural resources manufacturing. We have a lot of interest from natural resources manufacturing. We've been doing business visits even throughout coronavirus. And so I'll continue to work on that. But what I do think we will do is integrate a little bit again of the coronavirus business shift. So what are some of those business supply chain changes? And then also, what are the differences now in telecommuting? Is it becoming even more of a priority? So we'll talk about that. Again, Tuolumne Talks Business will cover some of the attraction strategies, but then also finally get a website up that is very tailored for business executives or those business owners that can make a decision and then work on it and look at that data. And so we'll have selecttuolumne.com. In fact, it's up right now. We're going to continually build and add to it, but I'm really excited about Select Tuolumne. It's going to have some really great the decision maker tools, and so that'll be some of the things that we will be doing going forward.
And with those businesses, those sectors that you mentioned, people always still want to know. You will take the call, though, if Trader Joe's or In-N-Out Burger wants to come here.
Yes, if Trader Joe's, if Target wants to go. And in fact, I continually reach out to some of those businesses to say, hey, there's some changes. Hey, there's a new spot opening up. So yeah, that will still always be a part of my economic development. I would love to shop at Trader Joe's. I would love to shop at Target. So yeah, that'll still be a thing. And one last thing, BJ, that we didn't bring up, but it's an incredibly important conversation, is broadband. So I am still working on broadband issues. back in February again, we had that Central Sierra Broadband Conference, if you remember about it. We had state partners, federal partners come and descend on Tuolumne County from five county region to really discuss what does broadband adoption mean and what is broadband infrastructure, how are we actually going to encourage it. And two of the things that came out of it that I'm still kind of helping push and proceed along the path is a dig once policy. And so this essentially means if someone comes along, a state partner or maybe a George Reed or a Caltrans to dig up a road, do we have a process to tell an internet service provider or a utility that you should put some conduit in because we're already digging up? And so that's one of the things that we're working on. And the goal is to have the five county region have all very similar, if not the same, dig once policy, so that a internet service provider like Comcast, who's going to invest millions of dollars in a new conduit pipeline, does not have to change their process. An example meaning they have to spend more money across county lines to make that process happen. So dig once policies simplify it. But then also, we're utilizing some of the CARES Act money that is available that will allow full grant to counties to work on things that will make their counties more resilient. And we put in, as a five-county region, a broadband roadmap so that we can create this document that we can show to internet service providers that just say, here's the step one, step two, step three to get through our county process so that you can put in broadband, but then also utilize any of the state and federal dollars that are available. So broadband, still a huge issue, still talking about it a lot. We're not going to be able to attract telecommuters unless we have broadband in all portions of our Tuolumne County.
Cole, it's been broadband. a good conversation. We've run out of time, unfortunately, but thank you so much for coming on today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, BJ. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.